Hey, this is Thin Line Believers. You got Adam this week, and I am going to be honest with you. I think today's podcast may go down as one of the worst that has ever been posted, but that's all right. So I didn't tell him this, but Mom asked me to bring my brother on the show today because she doesn't think he has very many friends. So anyway, it's unfortunate, but I got my little big brother, Ethan with me today, and we are sitting on the porch out here in nature, and we figured we would just chat a little bit. Again, if you're tuning in for the first time, please choose a different podcast, a different episode anyway, because this could go south real quick. In fact,
we tried this once.
I didn't say you could talk yet, but that's all right. I think we may sound too much alike. I mean, we had this conversation already.
Yeah, but it didn't record me, so.
My phone is very selective on who it actually records. Anyway, so where was I? Doggone it, even. I had a thought. Oh, my thought was that this is a bit of an experiment, actually, because you have been awake for how many hours now, probably?
Oh, about 30.
Math is hard, I know. So anyway, so he's going on about 30 hours with maybe 30 minutes of sleep, probably in there somewhere. And so this is a bit of an experiment. We're going to see how well Ethan can hold a thought and put a sentence together.
We'll see.
It's going to be kind of exciting. So anyway, without further ado, why would I bring you on this show, Ethan? Why would I bring you on the podcast, Thin Line Believers podcast today?
Well, we're both raised with the same beliefs, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom and Dad sure tried anyways.
Yeah, I suppose that's pretty accurate. So you got the believers portion. What about the thin line? I know what you do for a living, so, you know, I know you. However, some of our listeners might not. What do you do?
Well, I'm 4.5 years younger, and I came into law enforcement 4.5 years after you did, because you got to be 21 to do it, and we both got hired when we were 21.
Yeah. Yeah, I got hired because of my brain, and you got hired because of me? No?
I don't think that's what happens. But.
Oh, okay. We'll see about it. Someday we'll know. But I know the other day we got to talking about kind of some end time stuff, and I told you that a good friend of mine is kind of a prepper, and I want to preface by saying I don't really think there's something wrong with that. You know, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think that it's there's some wisdom to it. But my concern is that, you know, I just want to make sure that those who are listening, you, that if you're prepping, that you're making sure to prep your spirit too. You know. Are you tracking here? Or are you just gonna?
I'm following.
Are you sleeping?
Just waiting for you to tell me I can talk again.
Listen, I know the view is beautiful, but try to interact. That would be. Mom is gonna listen to this probably. Probably not, but I mean, pretend like she is.
You got it.
Okay, go on.
Well, we had talked about prepping our spirit and what that means, and.
What does that mean, Ethan?
Well, we discussed a little bit what our job is as parents also. I mean, it's not just my spirit that I'm prepping. You know, I've got three little ones and one on the way. And as a father, it's my job to make sure my kids are on the right path and make sure that they're also spiritually ready.
Mind molding.
That's right. Yeah, we talked about like how you can do that, and what I do, what my wife and I do is we have our prayer time every night, and it's not just she and I praying. It's we each of our kids gets their own chance to pray about what they want to pray for, and some of the things that I come up with kind of bring tears to my eyes at times because it's not something you'd think a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old mind would generally think of, but.
Yeah, and you're also very sensitive, so tears in your eyes is not uncommon. I mean, you cry during, like, commercials and stuff, but that's neither here nor there. I'm sorry.
Commercials aren't a thing anymore.
I'm getting off track. Oh, you've toughened. You have toughened. Okay. Go on. Sorry.
I don't know. I was kind of done.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Okay, that was insightful, and I liked it. So... But what about, you know, making sure that your spirit is prepped? I mean, what are you doing?
Well, a lot of prayer. I've been in and out of the Word over the years and found a really good church lately that has really helped me want to pull myself back into the Word even more.
Yeah.
Our job can kind of pull you away from that at times or blindfold you from that. We had talked the other day about a Bible verse that was one of my favorites, and it just happened to pop up in my pastor's sermon on Sunday, and it's Psalm 46:1, and it's, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And, I mean, that speaks a lot to your spiritual prep, and, you know, if you're having a hard time or having a hard time getting yourself to that point, you know, God is your refuge. He's your shelter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important, especially, you know, you and I just did a really short, probably the worst workout that I've ever done. However, you know, it's important that we rely on God for our strength because your ankles are super weak. In fact, if there's any criminals listening to this, go for his ankles. But no, seriously, regardless how much physical strength you may have, because you're large, and I'm sure somewhere under there's some muscle. it's important to rely on the strength from God because there's so many situations in this life that we're not going to be able to muscle our way through.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it may be the cancer. It may be the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, the traumatic incident that we arrived to, you know, the child death, something's going to strike us deep down in our soul. That's when, it's been said, you'll never know that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. Mm-hmm. And so regardless of how physically strong you are and how mentally tough, I mean, I work with a lot of guys that are harder than woodpecker lips, you know, and even they would admit that they've been in some pretty messed up situations. Mm-hmm. And the ones who rely on rely on God, those are the ones that I really see get through it, but the ones that try to rely on themselves, yeah, not so much. But I think we're getting off track, but for a good reason.
Well, and we kind of on that note, we had talked about Samson and his strength, and you know, his real strength wasn't his physical strength; it was his bond with God and
his beautiful, you know, hair. I mean,
he was
beautiful locks. Hair. Yeah,
but he strayed so many times. He was, I think, more of his life was spent astray from God than actually with God, and he paid the price for it. But, you know, in his very last moments, he came to God and was able to regain all that physical strength that had been taken from him in his last moments to fulfill God's purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's actually mentioned in the book of Hebrews as sort of the spiritual hall of fame. And so I, you know, I think that God doesn't, he doesn't keep record of our, I don't know, what's a nice word for it, follies.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps record of the good. And I believe that one day, you know, there will be a judgment day, but when we go before God on judgment day, because we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, he's going to see Jesus Christ standing before him. He's going to see what Jesus did for us. He's not going to see my sin. And so, you know, on judgment day, all that nasty junk that I did over the years, I mean, never to you, you were always the jerk to me, but you know, all that stuff is going to just be washed white. So I don't know where I was going with that, but that's neat, right?
Well, to steer back towards our spiritual prepping, a way to kind of put this is every day before we go on shift, we prep our gear.
Yeah.
We make sure our
We should. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we make sure our red dot sight on our rifle has a good battery and is working. We make sure our flashlight works. You know, we make sure our gear's on right and we're not forgetting something, you know, and
there's gas in your tank.
Yeah. And military, they do their pre-op checks, and I'm sure firemen do something too.
But
they make sure they're napped so they can climb the tree to save the kitty.
Yeah, and the God, those engines are so red and clean. So. I don't know. If you're a firefighter, feel free to send me an email and tell me, do you guys prep? I mean, anyway, sorry.
Well, like a medical team, you know, they got to make sure they have all the medical supplies they need on board.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
You know, they're not going to be able to do their job to the fullest. And, you know, as parents and, you know, to our kids and then to ourselves, we also need to spiritually prep, make sure that we're in the Word. You know, that's like prepping our gear, making sure that, you know,
yeah,
we have what we need, that we have our protection.
Yep. Personally, I don't want to question whether I'm going to heaven or not, because if we are spiritual preppers, we know we're going to go to heaven. Years ago, I mean, not even that many years ago, I would have wondered if I was going to heaven or not. Now I know, because I have a relationship with God, with Jesus. And, you know, I think a big part of it is John Corson says, read your Bible and pray every single day. And that's not just for the ritual of it. I do it because I want to. And every time I read the Bible, this is a huge book that I'm holding right here. And every time I go through it again, there's stuff that jumps out at me that I am not going to remember, you know? And there's lessons for the day. And if I want to have a conversation with God and I'm not opening up his Word, I'm just speaking at him. I'm lecturing him, right? If I want to hear from God, I open up his Word and I read it. And so that's how I prep. I read my Bible. I pray. I do it every day. I have a relationship with him. I want to tell other people about him, because when I tell other people about him, it renews my drive. It renews my drive to continue reading and to continue praying. When I see other people get saved, I've had a couple friends that I have seen over the years get saved, and that is the most encouraging thing. Just the most exciting thing about being a Christian, about sharing my faith and living this faith, is seeing other people that jump right on board. And, you know, I wouldn't say that they necessarily follow me, because I'm not great at this. But, you know, Paul said, you know, follow me as I follow Christ. And so I think if you and I are walking that walk and not just talking the talk, people are going to notice there's something different, and they're going to follow suit. But, you know, being prepped, because you and I could die tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The big earthquake could hit tomorrow. I don't know. We could go to war with Iran. Russia could jump on board. I mean, the hypotheticals are crazy.
Well, and you brought up things the other day that were kind of that kind of sparked this conversation that are going on in the world right now. That
Yeah, I read the news and try to keep up on that stuff because I'm excited about prophecy. This book is a third prophecy, and if you're not interested in prophecy, then that's fine. But you know, realize that God told us what would happen, in the words of J.D. Farag, what would happen so that when it happens, we would look up. It's not to scare us, it's to prepare us. So, you know, when I open up the Bible and I open up to, like, say, Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, and I see this coming battle between Israel and, Israel's going to be invaded by mainly Russia, Iran, and Turkey. And now you see Russia in Syria right next door to Israel, and their buddies with Iran and Turkey, and it you know, this stuff is cool, and you pay attention to it and you watch it, and you know that, well, okay, God said this would happen, I don't need to be scared. I think that this is pointing that I need to be ready. I need to be ready for the rapture, for the second coming of Christ, whatever. But so yeah, I want to make sure that my spiritual shelter is filled full of rice and beans. Actually, I probably shouldn't do beans. Beans don't sit well with me. And clearly, from what I've seen tonight, you should probably avoid them too. And what I've heard and smelled tonight. So, I mean, I don't really know what else to say except to continue to make fun of you. But
well, I had another verse that I had sitting in front of me, and we were talking about strength.
Yeah,
and,
please read.
You know, the things, and, you know, if you're a veteran, first responder, or, you know, anything else, things are going to happen in your life that might make a weak point in your spiritual life. And just wanted to remind you, in it's Isaiah 40, says, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." So, and just staying in the Word, having that faith, continuing to spiritually prep. That's not something that you do once and then you're there for good. You know, you stay in the Word, keep that relationship fresh, and you know, make an example for your kids if you've got kids, or your family, or those around you. I mean, we also work in careers that there's a lot of people who don't have that faith base. And
there's a loud car going by. Yeah. Hold on. Wow, that's no muffler on that one at all. Okay, yeah. Good.
So anyway, yeah, if you can lead that life and lead by example, you hopefully can draw some of the people that you work with, you know, just by seeing how happy you are at times and how strong you are at times. And that's kind of part of our job, is to bring people to God.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of being here. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good segue, I guess. I pulled another one out of John here, and this is one that we should all be familiar with. Even if you're not a believer, you should probably know this one, because it's quoted so often. And I keep going back to John because I really want, if you're a new believer, get into the book of John. Or if you're wondering, do I believe or do I not believe? I haven't decided. Get into the book of John. Start with John and read through it. But that's why I keep quoting out of this gospel here. So, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And if you work in law enforcement, you know that word "shall" is pretty solid right there. It's like "you shall arrest." It says here, if you believe in him, you shall not perish. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." And, you know, I don't necessarily like bringing people to saving grace by you know, preaching hellfire and everything else. But I mean, here's the unfortunate truth of it all. Satan's going to be thrown into the lake of fire one day, and if you don't accept the free gift, the free saving grace from Jesus, and if you don't believe that he died and rose again, unfortunately, that's the only other choice. And so I'd rather scare somebody into believing, because it's true, than to not tell them the truth and to, you know, let them go down the unbelieving road straight to hell. So, anyway. So, yeah. That's what I know.
Yeah. You know, again, I just want to press one more time. If you're at a weak point, find fellowship with someone. Get in the Word. Do something. Keep your faith strong.
You really stress this a lot. Are you at a weak point?
I have been at times. That's,
are you weak? Is it your ankles?
It's my ankles are pretty weak.
I mean, your ankles are weak, which is funny.
That was never a problem.
Never really looked at them before, but compared to the rest of your body, those are strangely small.
They're pretty little. I've got little ankles.
Why don't you wear high tops or something?
I don't know.
They make higher tops than that. I mean, I was talking about going for like a mile jog. Just a jog, and you didn't even let me finish my sentence, and you freaked out. I will not run with you.
Yeah, anyway, I think running, we're still recording. Running doesn't work.
No, running's pretty stupid. And we are still recording, I think. But anyway, how many dogs do you have? Three dogs?
Three dogs.
Oh, dude, I forgot to press record. I'm just kidding. How do we end this?
I don't know. Prayer.
That's a splendid idea. I don't think I've ever heard you pray. Go ahead.
Well, Heavenly Father, please keep watch over everyone listening to this podcast. Please help us to spread your word. Keep us strong in your word. Keep us safe. Keep your hands on us when we go through these hard times, these hard calls that we have to respond to, these hard operations that we have to endure. Please be with us. Let us know you're there. Just watch over us.
Yeah, amen. And please strengthen Ethan's ankles, because seriously, if there are criminals listening, you can just run from him, because he's not going to make it very far, especially if you're on uneven ground.
Well, and I don't run anyway, so, I mean, if you got, like...
Don't fight him, because he's like, what are you, like, 260?
Yeah.
You said that really sadly.
I'm 260.
Is it soft? Is it a soft 260?
It's getting better. It's not as soft as it
I feel like
been.
You're just saying that because you know that this isn't TV ago. That they can... They can't actually see you and argue.
Yeah. Mom and Dad, I'm sorry you had to have a trial run before you got it right. Just wanted to throw that in there.
What does that even mean? Oh, my gosh. Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, people.